This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser, and our great sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grimms Pediatric Dentistry. As always, our archives available on KJJR.com for anytime listening. And in the studio today, we want to welcome Katie Page. She's the founder slash creator of Abundant Artists of the Flathead. Katie, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Ross.
Well, I'm excited to talk about you, and normally we talk about a lot of businesses. This is somewhat of a business, but it started out, seems like an idea, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. But first, let's find out about you a little bit. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, well, as you said, I'm Katie Page, and I live here in Whitefish in the Flathead Valley. I was born and raised in Minnesota, have four sisters, other sisters, so there's five of us, and my mom and dad are, one's in San Diego, one's in the UP. So I was raised with them, hardworking family. And I moved to San Diego when I was in high school from Minnesota.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big change, and it helped me see perspectives and learn how to connect with people at a young age and how to be vulnerable, how to listen, how to do some things I feel like you learn once you're like, 18, 19, maybe even like 40 years old. I felt like I just kind of had to grow up in a different way, being kind of pulled from my roots. And so what was amazing about going to San Diego is the culture there was, it was different. I spent a lot of time by myself. And so I had to just kind of just observe the world in a different lens. But going from there, it allowed me to be okay with going anywhere.
Yeah.
And just picking up and just adapting and evolving wherever place I go.
We're going to ask, at what age did you move?
I was 14.
Okay, so from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, to San Diego, California. What a culture shock.
Yes, it was a huge culture shock. And that's what the arts are about. You know, I didn't really realize it back then. I didn't play music. I didn't really listen to a lot of music, just like, top 40 and whatever was on my mom's radio in the car. I think she was like the Dixie Chicks and Kenny Loggins and maybe a little bit of Mellencamp. But that was a little bit of my culture with music. But I also, right now, it's just me and my dog up here. And I've learned to kind of be on my own. Now, I left when I was 18, but I never really felt I was on my own until I came to Montana, which was a year and a half ago now, September 5th.
Yeah,
2020.
You're kind of a newbie to Montana.
I know. I came with the Great Migration.
Nice. That's
what I like to say, yes.
Okay, so in San Diego, you did a lot of musical things. I mean, reading your bio, you really kind of started the Abundant Artist of San Diego there.
Yeah.
How did you get that started?
It was an idea at a brewery. So
wow.
I worked at a brewery called Thorn Street Brewery in Mission Hills, and I was sitting there with a fella, with him and his wife, and they were talking about how there's not a lot of music in San Diego. And I wanted to interject and go, you're wrong. But I wanted to be kind and courteous about that. So I go, oh, really? I was like, why do you think that? And, they go on and explain their answer. And I'm like, well, you'd be pleasantly surprised, actually, because there's a lot of music to be found. And it's not the big acts, not the national acts, but there's music 7 nights a week, multiple acts each night. And I showed them just a quick display of that, because I would go and post who everyone's playing a little differently than I do now in the Flathead, but I would do a similar thing. And I showed them that, and they were shocked. Their eyes just widened. And he goes, "What are you going to like post this anywhere? Like, I want to know about where these people are playing." I go, "I could do that." I was like, "I was thinking of maybe starting a website. I was thinking of doing this." He's like, I'll help you start a website. And I go, okay. I was like, well, I don't have a computer. I'll bring my computer. And so the next week, he brings his computer and I get my first website, which I am not very good at updating. So that's a work in progress still.
But you are a musician. You're a songwriter.
Yes.
And it must have been quite the feat to get that started in a metropolitan area like that.
You know what? I think it had its advantage, because in a place like San Diego, there's so much talent. It's not like Los Angeles. It's not a dog eat dog. It's not as competitive as the big city where everyone goes to be found. San Diego is a lot of gigging musicians. It's a lot of people that can make a living on playing music out.
Yeah.
And stay home and be close to their families. And the nice thing about San Diego is it is so big. So people that live in Oceanside, which is North County San Diego, and people that live in Central San Diego near downtown, they are, you know, the same genre of music that I would assume that they would know each other because they play, you know, they're like, they work at the same kind of place, but they don't. And that's what was amazing. And that's what actually what helped get this thing, the bud grow. And, you know, it helped me water it a lot more. And the sun kept shining on this seed because it is so big. They don't know each other. And I'm like, oh my gosh, these people need to know each other. How can I, you know, alleviate this, this unknown music scene, and how can I connect them? So that's kind of where it started.
Well, that's great. I want to find out more about how you brought it to Montana, because you really did evolve and move it to Montana. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And local artists. Yeah. It's what it's all about. Local artists. And you were listening to the voice of Katie Page from Abundant Artists of the Flathead. She's the founder. And we're going to talk more about that coming up in part two of Focus on the Flathead. Again, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back. This is Focus on the Flathead. Ross Strauser here, and our guest has been Katie Page, the founder and creator of Abundant Artists of the Flathead, an artist booking agency and promotions platform for local and visiting acts. And Katie, we talked last hour, or the last segment, I should say, about San Diego a little bit. This is really where you started playing music, and then you really started this down there.
Yeah, it's where I picked up the guitar and sat in my bedroom when my parents were at work, and I just played and practiced and nannied, and so I got to bring my guitar there. No one knew that I was learning guitar until my dad, that I invited him to an open mic, and I go, hey, show up here at this this time on Wednesday. And the first thing he said was, you know, it's okay if you want to get voice lessons. I'm like, that's tough love, you know, that just means that, you know, you have things to work on. And
so what was the first song you wrote, do you remember?
Yes, it was Life Full of Light.
Life Full of Light.
And then the other one's Highway 23.
Does that have any significance to home in Minnesota? Or
So Life Full of Light's kind of my like anthem of how to live life. Like, you know, it's a lot of like, it's the wonder, the worry, the judge and the jury. Don't remember that it's worth a fight. And then it goes on from there. But it's just kind of an anthem that I about me and about my, my vision of how to live a fulfilled and, you know, light, you know, bright life. And so then the other one, Highway 23, is also kind of another, like, is another anthem about life. It's the highway to my heart and how to see life and how to live life. So yeah, they're just both kind of things that I needed at that time to express how I was feeling.
Well, I met you at our songwriters competition last year. You did really well, and you're very talented. I didn't know anything about you, but you really do a lot more than perform. Mm-hmm. You're booking people all over the Flathead Valley, and this is kind of what this has become. Can you describe how you got that side of it started here?
Yes, I can. And I was actually at your event, at the event at Flathead Got Talent, is where I met Toby Scott.
Yeah.
He became my mentor. But the first thing after he saw my card and I went to his studio to get to know each other a little more, he goes, is this a booking agency? my answer was, I don't know. Do I want to have that title? Agent sounds so legal. And I just wasn't sure what kind of pool I was jumping in at the time. But I went for it, and he helped guide me and direct me towards that. So that's kind of how it evolved. And it became a booking agency. It became... A I honestly just get a lot of questions on, hey, can I play here? Or do you know anyone that is booking here? A lot of artists now come to me and ask questions, which I think is shocking because, I mean, I've only been here a year and a half, and I would think that all these people would know all these places. And but I'm grateful to help, and I'm grateful that they come to me and they trust me and with my word, and that I can guide them to where they want to go.
So how many folks do you take care of in the entertainment business here?
So I really don't take care of anyone here in the Valley in terms of being their agent.
I guess I mean in booking.
So I book for the KM Bar and the Mercantile, and then right now, and then I kind of help artists just with where they want to play next. Kind of guide them. There's a few artists that I've worked with the Jamie Wyman Band a little bit, and they're kind of taking over their booking for now. And I'm willing to work with anyone who wants to play outside of the Flathead as well. Mm-hmm. I want them, because I feel like it's so important to build your network where you live. And then, you know, travel and be known elsewhere and kind of build a Montana following, because I feel like this whole state has a lot to offer in terms of the arts and local songwriters. And yeah, it's a great community.
Let's talk about your open mic night. You do one of those. Is that every week?
Every Tuesday, wow. 6:30 at Casey's.
All right.
It's super fun.
Tell us what happens there.
Yeah. So you show up and you sign up and you play. Right now it's in 15-minute segments, but it's getting popular. So I might go down to 10, and we get artists that have never been on a microphone before to people that play gigs all over that just want to hone in maybe a few things that they're trying to work on for their next act. But it's been a joy just seeing the people that come every week. It's become a family. It's become a great network of these artists, and I'm so grateful that I can allow them to be there on the stage every week and play on a big stage with the really amazing sound system. I mean, you've been in there before, and so it's fun to learn how to do sound and kind of mix them a little and just orchestrate something fun for the local artists.
So what's your favorite part of your job? I mean, in booking all these ladies and gentlemen, these great artists around the Flathead?
I think it's the people. It's learning people's stories and learning where people come from. And at the end of the day, we are all here to be in relationship with one another. And the fact that I get to help connect one person to another, I couldn't be more grateful for that opportunity to, just watch people grow and watch people learn. And it's pretty simple.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in and getting to know you a little bit more in what you do. And I think it's a very valuable tool that you have here, this Abundant Artist of the Flathead.
Thank you.
Getting people booked and all these great. And it's exciting to see all the music coming back.
Yeah.
And I know you're a big part of it because you're a musician too, and you're playing around the Valley as well.
I do. Yeah. I love playing Kalispell Brewing with my first gig in November of 2020. I'm grateful for that. And I've played at Montevino Winery, and I go all over the state too. Like I said, I mean, at the end of the day, the Flathead Valley is growing, but the rest of the state is also growing in music. And I would love for everyone in the whole state of Montana that are songwriters and musicians to eventually be connected and have a network.
Katie Page, she's the founder, creator of Abundant Artist of the Flathead.
Thank you, Russ.
Yes, you bet. Again, we're brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is Focus on the Flathead right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.